The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to November of 1984.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors and their friends in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickled pink to be here.
Oh, he's still tickled pink.
Tickled pink.
On his right, from the College of Education and from Wayne County Community College, Dr. Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, he switched. Okay. On Wallace's right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
I'm glad to be here, Ed.
Glad to have you. And on Mary Jo's right, my left, and looking rather perplexed, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Klemanski.
Thinking about Christmas, Ed.
I guess it's getting up there.
I have purchased no presents yet.
I know, and it's right around the corner.
It's okay. You're not going to get any.
Well, yeah.
Piece of coal, stone.
Yeah. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you receive an autographed photograph and a bumper sticker. If you don't stump the panel, you receive a photographed autograph and a bumper sticker. If you simply send in a question and we don't even use it, you get a bumper sticker.
Okay.
All right. On our.
So it's your choice.
you can choose not to act.
You want a bumper sticker or don't you? So,
you want a photograph?
But they have to be real questions.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
They have to be real
That's
questions.
Right.
Questions that could be used.
That's right. That's true. All right.
And with those correct answers, please.
John.
On our last program, we were nearing the conclusion.
They don't have to be spelled right, but they do have to be right the right answer.
We've given up on that, but we do want the correct answers.
Yes. Going back to our questions from last week, from Jim Heller of Worthington, Ohio.
Yeah.
And we were just nearing...
Yeah, those were some real Heller questions, weren't they?
They certainly were. Which of the following cities does not have a domed stadium? Houston, Detroit, St. Louis, Tampa, Minneapolis, Seattle, or New Orleans?
St. Louis.
And Raleigh.
Raleigh's not on the list.
Oh.
Not New Orleans.
I said St.
No,
Louis.
No, you said St. Louis.
No, not St. Louis.
What were the other ones?
Raleigh doesn't have one.
Houston, Detroit, St. Louis, Tampa, Minneapolis, Seattle, New Orleans.
Must be Tampa.
That's right, Tampa. Oh.
That's right. They get that nice sun down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure. Needs a dome, sure. Can you name the northernmost populated city in the continental United States?
No, I can't. That's correct.
Well, let's try.
That's the correct answer, right?
Is it Bangor, Maine? Is it Minneapolis, Minnesota? Is it Augusta, Maine, or is it International Falls, Minnesota?
D.
Well, it's International.
I would say it's International Falls, Minnesota.
Yeah. It's International Falls. That's right.
Who is the city?
Who is the only pro football team ever to lose? Yeah, I know. Well, what is? Which is?
I don't believe in football. Why do they keep asking
these questions? Is the only pro football team ever to lose all the Super Bowls they have appeared in?
There.
Is it the Oakland Raiders?
Minnesota.
Is it the... That's right, Minnesota.
Yeah, no, Dallas won once or twice.
Yeah, you football fan.
The Minnesota Twins. Snatching.
Yeah, they couldn't use the D-A.
There it is, yeah.
Which of the following is not a state capital? Columbus, Ohio. Nashville, Tennessee. Carson City, Nevada. Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
That's right.
What was the last one?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
That is the capital, yes.
Yes.
All right.
But
well,
Chicago isn't.
Utah. Chicago is not.
Thank Mr.
Does Illinois Heller? Have a capital?
He did not stop
yes, they
the panel.
Do.
But
this
what
who?
Is it?
Springfield.
Fun.
Right.
And
Springfield, Urbana.
Downstate.
Again, he'll receive his bumper sticker and his photograph.
Yeah, those were good questions.
I like them very much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your say. Our next set of questions comes from Mike Patrick of Columbus, Ohio, who says, Dear panel, I am enclosing
Which
some
is a
questions
capital.
To you in order to cure some of my sanity.
But not a state.
I listened to this great experience in learning on WBNS Radio Sunday night. Here are some very good questions. Oh, he's already taken care
hey,
of that.
Hey, there.
On a variety of trivia. Hints are permitted. Thank you and good luck.
Hey.
All right.
These are
going to
be good questions.
He understands how the show is
I
played.
Think they'll probably be pretty good.
Yeah, they should be.
In the history of the James Bond movies,
Whoops.
Has the character James Bond ever been married? If so, name the movie in which the historic event took place.
He was, and she got killed the first night.
That's right.
And she was Chinese or Japanese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You only lived twice? No.
No.
It was an early film, or was it
Well,
not?
You know, I think, I know what you people are thinking about. He was married to an Oriental girl in, what was the original version, a Thunderball or one of those things. And that lasts about 2 hours until she's blown away. That is not the one he has
no,
here. He has two others.
Oh, two others?
He has
really?
Two others,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, I think there's one that at the end of a book he marries somebody,
yeah.
And then by the beginning of the next one,
she's
dead.
Yes. The one was on
was
Her
Oriental
Majesty's
too,
Secret Service. In the film, he marries Diana Rigg. That's right. That's
okay.
Lazenby who did that. And the other one he has is Casino Royale, in which the David Niven character
right.
marries
so Sean Connery
somebody.
Never got married.
Yes. Sean Connery, yes, Sean Connery did. He married the Oriental girl
who gets
killed. Yes, that's right. Okay, all right.
We get half for that because we knew he was.
Yes, you
yeah.
do. You get half for that, definitely. All right. There is one James Bond movie that is not acknowledged as an official Bond film, although it was a James Bond novel written by Ian Fleming. Which one is it, and why is it not considered to be an official Bond
film? Isn't it the recent one with Sean Connery because he had trouble with the production company?
No.
I thought it was Casino Royale.
That's right. That's right.
But I don't know why.
Because it was such an awful movie.
Well, it truly, but so were most of the others.
Didn't
that's
Sean
not
Connery.
True.
Well, the reason they give it is Casino Royale, and the reason it's not considered an official Bond film is because the entire thing was done as a lampoon, so that no one involved in it, and including Bond fans, has ever deigned to consider it seriously as part of the corpus.
Okay.
You know, that's what he says here.
I see.
Non-canonical Bond.
Yes. Okay, but you've got that.
Yeah.
Leslie King became well-known to many people in the last decade.
Gerald
Who
Ford.
Who is he known as? That's right, Gerald Ford. That's right. Very good.
The golf player from Palm Springs?
Yes, the same.
Yes, yes. Who was David Rice Acheson?
David
Rice Acheson.
Topeka and the Santa Fe.
No. Political figure, American politics, in the middle of the 19th century.
He was a Secretary of State, much like his grandson, Dean.
No.
Is it Acheson, as in Dean Acheson?
It's A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N.
Oh, it's like in the railroad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So, Acheson. And he held some kind of office.
Yes.
Elective or appointed?
It's normally an elected office.
Normally.
He held it for an incredibly short period of time.
Oh.
Queen for a day.
Was he...
Close.
Was he the president?
Yes, yes.
Because somebody was dead?
Yeah. It's Polk.
Yeah, okay.
You see, Polk wasn't dead. He was president pro tem of the Senate.
Right.
And he says here that James Polk's term ended on Sunday, March 4th, 1840, at noon. His vice president, George Dallas, had resigned as president of the Senate on March 2nd, 1849. President Zachary Taylor took his oath on March 5th, 1849. Therefore, from the time that Polk's term ended to Taylor, to the time Taylor took office, Acheson was president. That's
Where did he
days.
Get that question from?
Yeah.
That's one day. One day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What happened during the Acheson administration?
Apparently nothing, you know, nothing.
No new directions were taken.
It seems to be one of those. It's a classic trivia question.
Yeah,
it has no relevance to anything.
Right.
You know,
including Acheson.
That's right, really. Yeah, okay. All right. Who is John Reed?
Oh, he was the guy who made the movies Six
he
Days
wrote,
in Russia or
he
Seven
wrote ten days,
days in Russia.
Ten
you're
days.
Thinking of the real John
Six
Reed.
Six Days That Shook
I'm
the
thinking
world.
Of That's a fictional one. John Reed.
He was in Oliver Twist. Was
no.
He?
Think of an American folk hero.
John Henry.
No, written for radio originally, became a TV series.
Oh, he was like, not the Lone Ranger, but the Green Hornet.
No.
The Lone Ranger.
Go for the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, is that what his
that's
name
his real
was?
Name.
That was the real name of the Lone Ranger.
You mean the Lone Ranger? That's not his... The Lone Ranger wasn't his real name.
No, his real name was John Reed.
That's right.
And first he took care of the frontier, and then he went and caused the revolution
that's
in
right.
Russia.
Yeah. That's right.
Same person.
That's right.
I'm sure of it.
Sure.
Ten days that shook the world.
Now he's on the law faculty at the University of Michigan. What he'll do next, nobody knows.
That's right. This comedian was kept off his television show when he was taken as a serious political candidate for President of the United States.
Oh, yes.
Pat Paulson.
That's right. You've got
Who
it.
Who took him seriously?
I don't know.
He got some votes.
The FCC, apparently.
That doesn't make it serious.
No. Certainly not.
His speeches were a lot more relevant than the candidates against whom he was running.
And irreverent.
This man, as a captain in the U.S. Army, signed Major Clark Gable's discharge papers. His autobiography is Where's the Rest of Me? And his last movie was The Killers. Who is this man?
It's not Jimmy Stewart?
Nope.
Hmm.
In fact, some of
Ronald Reagan.
That's what I was going to say. Some in this room actually came to my house once and watched that production of The Killers to see him in action.
Completely forgotten.
Hemingway's The Killers?
No, it was based on Hemingway's The Killers, yes.
Reagan I suffer celluloid amnesia from time to time.
You do, yes.
You see so many of them.
Reagan.
It just runs through my mind and leaves no impression whatsoever.
During the 1960s, there were many attempts to find an American secret agent who was as good and as popular as James Bond, who played the following agents in films. Who played Derek Flint?
In Mike Flint.
Yeah.
James Coburn.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Who played Matt Helm?
The singer.
Yes.
Dean Martin.
That's right. Who played Napoleon Solo?
Robert Vaughn.
That's right. Very good. What famous march is used by circus bands as a distress signal to warn all circus performers that there is an emergency?
The Washington Post march.
No. But it's the right composer.
It's got to be Sousa.
Yeah.
Very good, John.
The main tentpole fell down march.
Very good, Joe. It's got to be Sousa.
He might have had a dead elephant in the street march. You never know.
No, it's the stars
Watch
where
you're stepping, March.
Stars and stripes.
Of all the Alfred Hitchcock movies.
When they start playing that, it means Vladimir Horowitz is in the house.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Of all the Alfred Hitchcock movies, only one was not finished. Name this movie, which was Daryl Zanuck's favorite number. And what? And many people fear this one. Oh.
Fear this one.
Yes.
The title of the movie is a number?
Apparently.
9.
39 steps.
No. Yeah.
13.
13.
I never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
It says made in 1922.
Well, he certainly had time to finish it. What was his excuse?
Is this correct? I'm asking our
producer,
and he says he guesses so. It would have been one of his early English films then.
Perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. What famous agency's motto is no job too tough, no mystery too baffling?
CIA.
No. This is a radio agency.
Oh, I see.
You mean like a fictitious detective agency?
That's right.
No what to what?
No job too tough, no mystery too baffling.
Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons.
No.
Boston Blackie.
That's good. That's a good guess. It is the A1 detective agency on I Love a Mystery.
Oh, that goes way back.
It sure does.
Before my time.
The case of the terrified typist has an unusual event happen. What is the event?
She types a letter without making a single mistake.
Nope.
Life is never the same thereafter.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to tell you, it was the only case that Perry Mason lost in court.
Oh.
I can't believe it.
Then there's a lengthy 16-volume explanation that's appended to this, which I will not go into, but it all comes out well in the end for Perry.
You mean
still
he had a defended a guilty person?
Well, it turns out there were people, two people had the same name, and it's all very confusing.
Hmm.
Don't even go into it.
I don't want to. What was the first ship to use the distress signal SOS?
The Titanic.
That's right.
That's right.
So you see, it didn't work.
Well, that's one of the reasons it didn't, because most of the
ships...
Oh,
no one knew what it was.
Most of the other ships had not converted, and they didn't know what this strange ... thing that was coming over. Yeah. Yeah. While you ponder that, let's take a little break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from November of 1984. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
Hello, do you know me? When I ship my questions to Ask the Professor, my name is heard across the United States. You can have your name heard across the states, and even more importantly, get an autographed photograph of the panel. No, that's photographed autograph. Yeah. If you send your questions to Ask the Professor, 3800 Puritan, Detroit, Michigan, 48238. Be somebody, like me. Oh, and who am I?
Okay, we're back with our questions from who? Mike Patrick of Ohio.
Worthington.
Yes.
No, that was the other man.
Columbus.
Yes. Columbus, yeah.
Okay, now, what was the name of the presidential retreat before being called Camp David? Oh, I don't believe
we
this.
We had this before. It was some, like, Xanadu or...
It's like that, yes.
Shangri-La.
That's
or...
It.
Was that...
It was Shangri-La.
Who had named it then?
Probably Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
Ronald Coleman.
True or false? Paul Anka receives an annual royalty each year for writing the theme of The Tonight Show.
True.
Yes, that's right.
Well, he wrote it.
That's right. He receives $30,000 a year, it says. Oh!
They played enough.
Lord. Who is the only other person to win a case on Perry Mason?
And Hamilton Berger.
Hamilton Berger.
Paul Drake.
Is that what you mean? He's always against Hamilton Berger.
No. No, there was somebody else besides Perry Mason who actually won the case.
Della Street. She tried.
That's close. I mean, I'll have to give you the answer. But it's in 1963, 30. Raymond Burr underwent minor surgery. The show went on as Betty Davis played Constance Doyle, filling in for Perry Mason.
I missed
apparently.
That one.
I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
Neither
it never
I.
shows up on the old reruns that I know of.
The old reruns never show up.
They do in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
There are some places that never stop showing them, I guess.
He just comes into Detroit to do this show.
Yeah,
I see. Then he goes back.
Lives in D.C.
Throughout the rest of the world.
D.C. and London.
Yeah, D.C.
Because of
London.
The reruns there.
Yeah, that's right. I followed the reruns around the world. What TV doctors practice...
What holds... makes Eddie rerun?
What TV doctors practice holds the record for longevity?
Marcus Welby.
No.
TV?
Hint, this doctor was not seen on a medical series.
A doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Gunsmoke.
Yes.
Doc Adams.
That's it. That's
Milburn
it.
Stone.
That's right. That's
or
right.
Milburn Stone.
Milburn Stone, that's right. Doc Adams and Gunsmoke. The next category, he says, deals with program signatures, which is a program's trademark, which identifies a show's opening or closing. Mm-hmm. An example of this is the narration of The Twilight Zone. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to me, et cetera, et cetera. All right, we get that. Here they are. What is designated by the host's silhouette?
Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
That's right. A revolver firing, a steam locomotive, and a high-rise building.
Superman.
That's right. A bowler hat and an umbrella.
The Avengers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. The old Diana Rigg.
Patrick McNeil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Until his death a few years ago, I was executive secretary to the fabulously wealthy...
The millionaire.
That's
John
right.
Bresford Tipton.
Yes. A woman right. tugging her ear.
Carol Burnett.
That's right. That's right. And finally, an animated man walks and a train...
It
shows the star's name. That's what it says. An animated man walks and a train shows the star's name.
Pass.
Wild Wild West.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
There's a lot that went on in that last answer.
There certainly was.
Yes.
There are hints and then there are hints.
Bonus question. Could you give me directions to next year's picnic or to U of D if I come up there?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, it's going to be in Texas this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Yes, it definitely
yeah.
is.
For reasons
oh, yeah.
to be stated later.
Yes,
yeah.
for reasons
but it's
to be made
in
clear.
Texas.
Mm-hmm. But that's true. And when we send your bumper sticker,
all roads
and...
lead to Texas, really.
photographed autograph, we'll send you a little brochure in the University of Detroit. We'll have a map
of
how to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Be glad to. We thank Mr. Patrick. We're sorry he didn't stump the panel,
but those were good questions.
Those were good questions.
Extraordinarily good questions. Send some more, Mr. Patrick.
Yes, please do. Those were fun, and even Dr. Klemanski believes they were good questions. Our next set of questions comes from Lorianne Couchard of Sterling Heights, Michigan. She calls this the whatchamacallit test.
Okay.
He says, this test does not measure your intelligence, your fluency with words, and certainly not your mathematical ability.
Right.
It will, however, give you some idea of your mental dexterity.
We've lost.
Yeah. It will also test your creativity and flexibility.
All right.
We can do that.
Excuse me. Yeah. Each question contains the initials of words.
You're an administrator. Yes. You're always big on flexibility.
That's right. Each question.
I never met an administrator that wasn't pleading for flexibility. Right. I have never known what it meant.
Yes.
Except let me do what I want to you.
Yes.
That's not what we say.
Each question contains the initials of words that will make it correct.
Okay.
Find the missing words. For example, 26 L of A would be 26 letters of the alphabet.
Oh, that kind
we know how to play this game.
We've played this.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We're not good at it.
Give us the initial question, Ed.
Yeah. The initial question is 26 L of A.
Los Angeles.
No. 26 L of the A.
26 loads of angels.
Oh. On a pin.
Oh.
26 Los Alamos. shall we say letters of the alphabet?
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Why don't we do that? All right.
Give that a
There's
shot.
There's no point running into these things.
No.
Rushing into them.
4Q in a G.
4 quarts in a gallon.
That's right. 24 H in a D.
24 hours in a day.
Very good. 1001 A.N.
Arabian Nights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 57 H.V.
Hans varieties.
That's right. 13 S on the AF. 13 S on the AF.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
13 stars.
Yes.
On the
no,
American
not stars.
Flag.
Stars.
On the, oh, okay.
13 stripes.
Stripes on the American flag.
That's right, stripes, that's right. 29 D in F in an L-Y.
29 days in February in a leap year.
Very good.
Wow.
32 yeah. DF at which WF. 32 DF.
At which water freezes.
That's right.
32 okay. degrees Fahrenheit.
That's right.
At which water freezes.
7 W of the W.
Wonders of the world.
Wonders of the world.
That's right.
Of the world.
P is a P is W 1000 W.
What?
A P is W 1000 W.
A P is W 1000 W.
A picture is worth 1000 words.
That's
very
right.
Good.
That's right.
I bet
I thought
it's
it was 10,000.
1000.
One.
Marked 18 down from
10,000.
Yeah, it's inflation has taken it out of everything.
Yeah, 18 H. On a GC. 18 H.
I've got only 16
GC.
On my GC.
Oh, well.
18
H on a
yeah,
GC.
Yeah. Okay, so you got 18 holes.
Right.
On a golf course.
That's
probably.
Right.
Some have 9, though.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
12 S of the Z.
12 signs of the zodiac.
That's right. 5 D in a ZC. 5 D in a ZC.
Zip code,
that's
five
right.
digits.
Digits
that's
in a zip
right.
code.
88 PK.
Piano
keys.
Keys.
Right.
I thought it was preacher's kids.
54 C in a D with the J.
54 C.
With the jokers, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 54
okay.
cards
yeah.
and a deck
that's
with
right.
the joke.
That's right. Mm. 90 D in a RA.
90 degrees in a right angle.
That's right. 11 P on the FT. Or AFT. 11 P on the FT.
11 P.
Mm-hmm.
Players
yep.
on the
11 points on a free throw.
Team.
11 oh. players on the football team. That's right. 9 P in the SS.
Whoa.
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 You wouldn't say that in Nazi Germany and get away with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, 9P in the SS.
9 pietists in the Sunday school.
No.
No. 9 players.
No.
9
pieces in the SS.
The short
is it pieces?
Stuff.
Nope.
9 places.
Not places.
9 paces.
Nope.
Nine Protestants.
No.
9 princesses.
No. Think of something that's a heavenly body.
9
solar
planets
system.
In the solar
that's
system.
That's right. 40 D and N of the GF.
40 D and
days
M
and
of
nights.
Night.
Mm-hmm. In the Great
in the
Flood.
Great
in
flood.
The Great Flood. That's right. 3 B M S H T R. Exclamation point.
3 blind mice.
Yep.
See how they run.
That's right. 200 D for PG in M.
200
D for PG in M.
Boy.
200 D for PG in M.
PG.
Now think of games.
200.
Points? No.
Not points.
200 D. $200 if you pass go.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I am good.
That's
good. Say it, Wallace. Say it. Don't hold back.
That's right.
64S on a C. 64S on a C.
Ooh, 64...
S on a C.
64.
Yes. 64.
Squares on a checkerboard?
That's right. That's it.
Wow.
So
beautiful.
Panel was wonderful.
All right.
Those were hard, but very challenging.
Yes.
Very. Don't send any more like that.
Oh, I hope she does.
Oh, yeah, those
are
fun.
Yeah, Lorianne Cushard, send some more like that. Those are very good. So she will get her bumper sticker and her photographed autograph.
Yeah, send 5 more on a TP.
Yes.
Typewritten paper.
And we thank her very much. Now, our next set of questions comes from Tony Polito of Taylor, Michigan, who says, I listen to your show every Sunday, and I am very impressed with the knowledge that you all have, but I think that the list of 20 phobias that I have sent you will totally baffle. Try to get half. If you don't feel bad. Okay.
We'll handle it.
What is androphobia?
We did that.
We've always
done that. The
fear of people.
Not fear of andros.
Not people.
Of
men.
Men. That's right.
Right. Okay.
Ergophobia.
People
fear of logic.
No.
Ergo.
That's good.
Fear
That's
of
good.
Conclusions.
Fear of mathematics.
Yeah. Fear of therefores.
Yeah. It's fear of
fear
work.
Of oh, my students suffer from that.
Fear of work, yes. Well, we'll have to come back to Mr. Polito's fears on our next program. In the meantime, to thank the panel today, Professor Pickering, Professor O'Neill, Professor Reese.
Fun, as always.
Professor Nichols, Professor Klemanski, and now... Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Paul Murray, assisted by Roger Hino. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin Dumas.
Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors return next week with a special Midsummer's edition of Ask the Professor. So please plan to join us.